Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Craig Canfield, the guest chef at Cafe Dodici this weekend. Can you share what you'll be doing during your visit to Washington this weekend?
I'm guest chef of the day at Cafe Dodici. I worked with Lorraine, the owner of the restaurant, to set the menu. I made the recommendations, made recommended wine choices. Basically just overseeing the cooking of the menu.
And what is on the menu?
We've got a couple of different, we have a vegetarian option as well as a non-vegetarian option. The first course is a beet salad, a roasted beet salad with walnuts and goat cheese, along with a side salad. The entree is either a wild mushroom lasagna with arugula pesto, that's the vegetarian option, or a bison tenderloin with a root vegetable pave and a parsnip sauce. Then for dessert, chocolate terrine with creme anglaise and pistachios.
My goodness, you're making me hungry.
Let's hope so.
What would you say are some of your influence when you're cooking? I hear you've traveled quite a bit and had some interesting training opportunities.
You know, my wife and I have traveled to a lot of countries, and primarily one of the reasons we like to travel is to, A, learn the culture, but B, you also learn the culture by eating. You know, so whenever we travel, we try to stay away from, you know, tourist areas, or we try to stay away from other tourists. We typically travel to third world countries, or what some people would call third world countries, and try to eat where the locals eat. We try things that we've never had before or probably never have again, but sometimes there are a lot of interesting, you know, surprises. Having said that, we also like to have more finer foods, and I think the menu, it, you know, being served is a more of a upscale type menu, but, you know, it's some of my favorite dishes that I've ever made.
And would you have any advice for people who are tired of cooking the same old meal after meal at home? Are there places you would suggest that they look for inspiration?
You know, we all get inspiration from different things, and we all use our time differently. You know, cooking is one of my passions, but somebody else might have a passion in somewhere else, and you know what, they might devote their extra time to, you know, their passion. But, you know, having said that, you know, if it's a long time ago, I started cooking by, you know, on a Sunday afternoon. I would cook all day Sunday afternoon, and then the rest of the week, I would just heat up, you know, we would eat basically leftovers, even though it was fresh, because I made four or five different dishes throughout the week. That was one way that said, you know what, I'm going to take 5 hours out of my weekend and cook, you know, but for the rest of the week, we don't have to worry about takeout. We don't have to worry about, you know, fixing scrambled eggs for dinner, you know, or whatever else it may be. You still have something fresh.
I hear you've also built a special oven at your home.
Yeah, about 9 years ago, I always wanted to either have a tandoori oven in my backyard or a wood-burning oven in my backyard. And, you know, having weighed, you know, the pros and cons of both, we decided to go with the wood-burning oven. That's my wife and I should say, Marcia. And the wood-burning oven is, I made in about a month's time. It makes anything that you can cook indoors in an oven, you can cook outdoors in this oven. The difference is it's heated with wood, and it's surrounded with, you know, several thousand pounds of bricks and concrete and everything else. When you cook that way, you get, you know, heating from three different types. Well, anyway, I won't go into the details. I won't bore you, I guess. But yes, it's a very special way of producing cooking food that gives the food a different and unique flavor.
Is there a certain item that you use it for mostly?
Pizzas and bagels.
All
we've
right.
Auctioned pizza parties off for Davenport Central Athletic Foundation. Davenport Central is the high school, one of the high schools in Davenport. We've done pizza party auctions for them 4 years now. We've also done one for the American Red Cross. And I also do probably make 5 or 6 dozen bagels a month for, you know, family and friends.
Very interesting. Now, in closing, can you remind our listeners what you'll be doing here in Washington and if they need to make any kind of reservations?
It's going to be Saturday, November 7th from 5 until 9 p.m. at Cafe Dodici in Washington. Reservations are strongly recommended or encouraged. I would say stay away from 6:30 as there's a group of 14 people from my office coming down, so I think they're trying to, you know, keep people away from that. But I will be guest chef of the day, overseeing a menu that I, you know, picked out for the restaurant along with the wine pairings.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Craig Canfield, guest chef at Cafe Dodici in Washington this Saturday. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.